Nationally, AAA is projecting 34.8 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more away from home. This is up from last year, an increase of 500,000 travelers compared to last year. So this is going to mean that we'll have a lot more people out there traveling this Memorial Day weekend by car and by air.
Are more people traveling by car this year than, say, last year?
Actually, they are. That is one of the things that we are seeing. Automobile travel is up a little more than 1% compared to last year. And that is really playing out locally. Our travel agents are really busy with requests from customers who want auto travel brochures, the triptychs, information on short drive destinations.
Are people more reluctant to fly because of the increase in airfares recently?
Yeah, with the increase in airfares, and also they may not have as much income to fly as opposed to taking a short drive. It's just more cost effective for them to get in the car and maybe drive for two or three hours and find a nice destination as opposed to the fares that they're dealing with and the time it takes, too, for air travel.
What are some of the more popular destinations that people are going to be, well, for the most part, driving to this Memorial Day?
Well, some of the requests that we've gotten, there's some places in the Columbus area that people have been interested in, Put-in Bay, some the Mohican State Resort Park, some of the drivable destinations right here in our own state that are attractions for people. We've been getting requests for just places right here in Ohio or in Kentucky. People are looking to go somewhere that they can go for a 3 or 4 day weekend, but it doesn't take long to get there. So Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, people are trying to find places that are in a short drive. Chicago, people are looking for information, things to do for Chicago for the weekend. So we're getting requests that are really in the region for people who want to take a short drive.
Even though gasoline prices have dropped a bit, I guess people feel it's cheaper to go by car, particularly to a destination that's within driving distance.
Right, and because we did a survey nationally, and more than half of the people that we surveyed said that the increase in gasoline prices that we saw the first part of the year would not impact their holiday travel plans. Now, we've seen a steady decline over the last few weeks in gas prices, so we expect that people are still going to hit the road probably even more than when this survey was done. And people are saying that instead of canceling trips or not taking a trip, they'll take a shorter trip and maybe not spend as much on entertainment. Instead of staying in a hotel, maybe they'll look into staying with friends.
Cheryl Parker is a corporate public affairs manager for the AAA Auto Club. She's based in Cincinnati. I'm Steve Hirschberg.